there were two candidates running, which, you know, I think it's fantastic when we've got that kind of interest in an RM election and a great voter turnout. And then we ended up, you know, with a tie. And yeah, so that was a bit of a surprise. What we did was we don't have our own elections bylaw. And so what we do is that we follow the Local Government Election Act of 2015. So when we looked at that, you know, that's what it's said to do when there's a tie, that the names go into the receptacle and one name is drawn out. At the time the names were drawn, the candidates could either choose to be there or not. One of the candidates was there and one of them wasn't. And we had people come over from the town office to help us with this. So it wasn't anybody from the RM pulling the name out of the hat. And Greg Munt's name was pulled out of the hat. And the other candidate, Chelsea Seidel, witnessed it and signed off on it. And you know, we kind of thought it was a done deal at that point. Yeah, we just followed legislation was what we did.
So for people who have questions about how the process works, it's up to each RM to decide whether they follow the Local Government Election Act or set up their own guidelines. I understand you've been contacting some other RMs to see what they do. What did you find out?
Most of them don't have their own elections bylaw. Most of them, not just RMs, but towns as well, most of them follow the Local Government Elections Act, is what they do. And, you know, as a municipality, you have that choice, whether you want to follow the Local Elections Act or you want to establish your own bylaw.
Is this something that council might be looking at in the future now that you've gone through this process? Or,
you know, there's always something to learn, isn't there? We have a meeting next Tuesday, and I'm sure it'll come up around the table. We'll have that discussion, and yeah, for sure.
Now, the two candidates that were running in Division 5, were they both new candidates, or was one of them the incumbent, or...?
Greg Munt was the incumbent.
Okay, so the incumbent was returned just based on this draw that was viewed by the challenger. So she is all well and fine with the way the process was handled. And people who have concerns, what should they do? Is there somebody they can talk to or express their views to? Or
I think that, you know, they could call me, call the REEV, call their counselor if they've got concerns about it. And as I said, we'll be looking at it. We'll take a look at it and see if it's something that, you know, we need to pursue. But, as you know, Chelsea signed off on it, and it was done according to the book. You know, I mean, that's, we don't make the rules. We just follow the rules.